So we were talking off camera. We was cooking up that juicy, juicy content, yes, as always. And a couple topics that came across. And a first one, you know, because we were talking about some people at this table do this. I ain't going to point no fingers and say no names. The topic of ghosting.
Oh, ghosting.
Ghosting.
Ghosting. So if you don't know what ghosting is, that is basically leaving someone in the dark after mingling with them for a little bit.
Okay, so like stringing them along.
Stringing them along and just disappearing.
Okay.
Like a ghost.
Okay.
I feel like everyone's done that. Let's all be honest. Everyone's done it.
What would make you ghost them?
Ghost them?
Yeah.
I don't know. Just change an attitude or like not same values. Just something that just like, just red flags. You catch a red flag or you get bored. Some people are so boring.
Red
flags. Okay, okay.
What
do you ghost?
What do I ghost?
When?
Like when?
What, at like what point?
I think definitely for me, if it starts to get boring, like you said, and I don't have an exact example right now, but sometimes it could be one thing that kind of just like
the ick.
I don't know about this.
It starts to die down. You can't just text.
Yeah, and I'm not, you know, like crazy, you know, picky about it. Where, you know, if I don't like your shoes one day, I'm gonna ghost you. It's not like that. It's gonna be something that like I could see it being a problem down the road, where I'm like, I don't know if I like that too much. But you know, I'll see how it goes. I'll see if anything changes. But if I don't really see nothing changing, then I'm gonna have to be like, all right, I'm out of there.
Okay, okay.
How about you, Chris?
I ghost when I get bored. Like, as a guy, it's like we're responsible to hold the conversation. I hate that. Can you relate to that? When you have to hold
100%.
Maybe that's why I get ghosted more than you probably do. Because you probably ghost, and I'm the one getting ghosted. 100%.
I'm actually going to change my answer because there are some women who actually surprise me. Because I don't like texting, but sometimes, you know, you get that one that's like, all right, this is a good conversation.
Okay.
Smooth. Okay.
I don't know. I'm not aggressive, but I guess I'm like, I like to be dominant sometimes. So I like to like take charge and stuff.
With texting?
Texting, like.
Or in general?
In general. Okay. Freaky time.
Oh, damn. We started early.
Okay.
I was having a conversation earlier. He's like, well, men shouldn't always be buying girls everything. He's like, we deserve respect too. And I'm like, I'm not even talking about buying things. Like, I was like, it's a turn on for me to like spoil a guy. And I don't know if that's, like, all girls, but I don't know. I like co-dominance, I guess.
Where are the rest of you? Like, where are the rest of the girls like you?
I have no idea.
What the hell?
Yeah, I mean, that.
I feel like I'm a wild card, though. Like, a lot of girls just, like, that's rather low, be a housewife. And I'd rather just build up an empire with someone, you know?
Okay.
Oh, she coming with the facts.
Okay. Damn.
See, so, that's actually a turn on for me, too, because I don't expect nothing financially or like materialistic from a girl. Facts. But if she come and do that out the blue, that's like, damn, appreciate you.
I brought on the topic, let's recap it back to ghosting. I bought a guy flowers. He was having a rough week at work. He runs like a big company, and so I brought him flowers, and then he ghosted me.
Wait, I'm sorry, I ain't trying to laugh.
Wait, you bought him flowers?
Yeah, because I was like, oh, he's having a rough week, like whatever. And so he ghosted you on the spot? No, just like a day later.
You think he was intimidated by it?
I don't know, probably, because on our first date, he like offered to give me like all this designer stuff that he just had like sitting in his closet. Date? Yeah.
So when you bought him the flowers, what date was that?
I don't know, probably like after the third date.
And he just ghosted you?
Yeah.
So do you think some guys ghost, or let's say some guys and girls, do you think they ghost because they got other options?
No, I mean, yes and no.
In that case, why do you think it ghosted you?
Because it was too emotional. I usually date guys like mid-30s or like early 30s. And like, that's when they like finally like start learning themselves, and they get really afraid of like any emotional attachment because they don't even understand themselves. They don't know what they want. Mm-hmm. I usually go after like successful guys because that's the vibe I like to go with.
As most women do.
I mean, I'm just very like on top of everything. It's like I need someone who's as active as me. And so I don't know. She's saying all these guys, like, they are in school for like years and years. Like, you have to go to like master's, and then like, if you're like a doctor. Like, it's just such a long process. Like, they don't even understand themselves. All they do is study and party. And by the time they get out, they're like trying to discover themselves, or like mm-hmm. they got married while they were in college and now they're getting a divorce. I've been there.
Wait.
I haven't gotten married, but
I was about to say.
I was like, wait, what?
I'm talking about guys' baggage. Guys' baggage. Like, they just have like some type of baggage. Some of them got kids.
Now we on the having a past.
Interesting. Because we mainly talk about women's baggage.
Let's talk about it. All right, so guys with kids.
I don't mind being stepmom, but I don't know. They got a lot of responsibilities, mm-hmm. a lot of time not available. And
wait. You say you don't mind, but like, to what extent is that with anybody, or has got to be that one person?
It just makes everything more complicated.
That is true.
Okay.
It does, because you don't want to introduce them to someone. You also don't want to like get too close with someone, because like maybe there's a lot of like damage within like your ex and that shit. Like, right. You just want to like focus a little bit on yourself. So you just, I don't know.
So
maybe
if you
it's just
date,
hookup culture.
If you date guys in their 30s, the chances of him having a kid may be a lot higher.
Oh, yeah.
That's facts.
So
that's why
are you prepared to be a stepmom?
Yeah.
What makes you think you're prepared?
Prepared? Because I used to babysit like all the time growing up. Like, even like I would do it for jobs and like with like a lot of like expensive, like, I don't know, a lot of rich people I would do it for. And so like, mm-hmm. I went to North Carolina for, like, 2 months. I, like, lived there, and I stayed with the family. They had, like, newborns and everything. Like, I took care of babies, like, took care of the kids. Like, kids usually just gravitate towards me, so, like, it's always been, like, an easy thing for me.
Okay.
I'm like, if I had a kid, like, I'd be fine with it. Right now, do I want a kid? No, because I'd rather just not have kids until I'm 30.
Okay. How old are you? You don't mind me asking.
I'm 21.
Oh, you got
Oh, man. All right.
I got mad time.
This changes everything. Yeah, this changes everything. All
right.
So
you're focused on your career right now, trying to build yourself.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. All right.
I just feel like no one at my age is like.
So let's say 30, you want to have a kid. Just your kid or someone else's kid as well?
I feel like my own kid, because then it becomes more my responsibility.
Yeah. All right. So say you meet a guy at 23. You turn 23. He has a kid. But things are going smooth.
Mm.
What you doing?
Honestly, if it went really well, everything's going great, and there's, like, no problems, I would probably just, I don't know, take over, I guess. Like, be a stepmom.
Interesting.
Okay, that's respect. Okay.
But even then, if I met someone who was 23, they've got so much time, too. Like, they don't want to rush into getting married.
No, I'm saying he's in his 30s.
Oh, he's
in his 30s. You're 23.
Oh, and he's in his 30s?
If you meet someone, they're 23, and they got a kid, you might want to back off for now.
I know, you might want to run.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've run.
Is there like an age limit? Like, what if the kid is like 9?
Not bad. I've been with someone whose kids are like, I guess, like 10.
Okay.
They just had them young.
That's crazy. We never talked about the male side of it.
Yeah.
We talked about if the girl has a kid.
How would you feel?
Oh, man.
Not your kid, not your problem.
Facts. I'll be honest. Way back when. Oh, shit. I got to stretch for this one. Way back when, episode like 20-something, this topic was brought up, and I was completely against dating a woman with a kid.
Why?
It's because it's baggage. I just felt like I wouldn't be first in her life, really.
Okay.
It's kind of like the unknown of the future.
Are you thinking about someone specific?
I'm going to get there.
I can sense it.
I'm going to get there. Shortly, very shortly after this episode, mm-hmm. I started dating someone who has a kid.
Mm-hmm.
Went against all my rules.
It happens.
However, I did learn a lot through it. It ended. But I told myself, I can't mess with someone with a kid like that again, like on that level again.
Okay. What did you learn?
It's just, I mean, one, I think when the time comes, I will be a great dad. I know I'll be a great dad.
Okay.
But I think the timing in my life now, I'm 25. So
You're still young.
Yeah, I have a lot of responsibilities too. So I know, like, if I take on a kid, I don't want to half-ass a kid.
Right.
I don't want to be, like, messing around, like, you know, I fuck with this girl, but the kid is like, you know, he or she is just there.
Right.
You know, I want to be.
You want to like build a family and a relationship.
If I'm going to take on that responsibility, I want to be about that kid too. So it taught me, like, you know, the way it happened in this situation, we kind of met on accident. You know, things just happened quickly. That's just how it went. But I am thankful for that experience because it taught me a lot moving forward because, you know, soon I'll be 30. I'll be in my 30s.
Right.
And half the women I meet, shit, more than half the women I meet are going to have a kid at this point.
That is so nice. We are at that age.
It is something that you got to deal with, you know. I'm not saying if you had a kid, I won't talk to you, I won't fuck with you, but if it's, like, on that level, I don't know, it just depends. Some women, they're looking for that stepdaddy role. Some women are just living life with their kid, and they're happy, they're content.
So you're saying, like, at this age, you're just not ready to take on being, like, a backup parent?
Yeah.
Like, when you're older, because, like, mean, it's
I'm,
not
I'm,
like...
I'm right there with you.
You're not saying you're completely opposed to, like, marrying someone who has a kid, but just not right now with where you are at
yeah,
now?
Yeah, like, say I'm 35 and I meet someone and everything's perfect, then, yeah, that would be different. But, you know, I want to be able to take care. I want to be able to be there physically, financially, emotionally. Like, you know, I got my own shit going on, so...
Yeah, you want to be set up in life.
Right.
So you give 110%.
Your life's just starting.
Yeah. Facts. Okay. So what about you?
No, I agree with that. I'm nowhere near close ready for a kid right now. I'm focused on my career. I'm trying to build all areas of my life right now. I can't focus on a kid. That.
And it's no disrespect. Like,
I also don't want to. All right, I'm gonna be honest. This is a little messed up, but I don't want to take care of another man's child.
That's fair.
Do you feel like that's guys have more of a responsibility if they're dating someone with a child? Like, the guys seem to have more like. Responsibility, like they're expected to like help out.
Oh, for sure.
Oh, 100%.
Because of like the like society's like men should like be in charge and like men should support like the provider.
100%.
I'm thoroughly convinced that like my last shit just ended because I wasn't like playing that daddy role.
It's so much more intense for you than it is for like a girl, I guess.
You don't even have to be in a relationship with her. Like the girl I was messing with when I was back home. She asked me to paint her children's room for Christmas. What? Like, I just met you 2 weeks ago.
So
why?
Did you do it?
No, I did not. I don't know. But you keep telling people I do that I did. Don't tell people that.
It's on air.
Definitely.
Now.
No, I can't deal with no girl with a kid.
I could.
That can't be my responsibility.
I could have fun with it, but, like, it's a. You got to. Y'all got to have good communication if that's going to be the case because. Things get serious, then the kid's always going to be there.
You don't want to create trauma for the kid either.
Yeah, that's like...
Just people coming and going
thank,
out of their
thank
life.
God in the last situation, I didn't even meet the kid, so it never got to the point where, you know, that trauma would be created. Because I grew up with single parents. Ended up having a stepdad on one side, a stepmom on the other side. And I met them when I was like 8. So, you know, looking back on that, I think about it, I'm like, at the time, you're not really thinking like that as a kid, but, as, you know, you start to grow up with them a little bit. They become your father and mother figure. So, you know, I'm kind of glad I didn't meet the kid and then things didn't work out. And then, like, you know, I kind of mess with his or her head a little bit.
That's a tricky situation. Like, when do you determine to introduce your kid to the guy or even the woman, too?
And then it's hard, too, because you're trying to get to know the girl.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to build up a relationship with you, and then there's a kid in the mix, so it's like...
Yeah, it's like, when do you introduce them to your family? On the first date?
Even if, like, a year in, you're still learning about your partner.
Yeah.
So then you got to learn about the kid, too. You got to learn what the kid like and don't like, and...
It's a situation.
It's tough.
It is tough.
Preferably, I would like to, if I could plan it all out... I would have my dog first. Like, I'm going to get me a little puppy.
Oh, yeah.
No. I'm sorry. I'm going to get the girlfriend first. Then we're going to get a puppy to, like, serve as, like, a kid. See how we do.
Oh, okay. That's tough.
Then maybe we'll get married.
No,
you know,
get
see how
it,
goes.
But get it for yourself. And
oh,
then,
it's my puppy.
And then co-parent.
It's
because
my puppy.
Every time couples get dogs and then they end up breaking up, they're fighting over a child.
I know. And then the girl always gets it. That's my dog.
Does she always get it?
Oh, she always gets
it. If you pay for it, it's yours.
Oh, no.
I had friends like that who are like splitting up. Or like, we're going to split up. And the house, they're like, who gets the dog? And she's like, I'll pay her for it. Like, I'll pay it off.
For that dog.
She's like, I'm going to pay it off. Like, that's like a tricky situation. It's just like, you're getting a kid together, basically. I said, like, it's just as difficult taking care of a dog than it is, like, a kid.
And that's kind of... how I judge it, because I love dogs. I have a couple of dogs back home, my mom in Tampa. But I would love to have a dog here. I just do not have the time right now. If I don't have the time for a dog, I'm definitely not going to have the time for a kid.
That's right.
I don't even have time for a fish.
That's what I was thinking about getting ass. A dog, but I'm like, I don't
that
have time.
That thing would die quick.
You don't have time to, like, let it grow up. You're going to have to flush that fish down the toilet the second you walk home from
that,
work.
That fish going to die in its own bowl. I ain't going to make it to the toilet.
Day one.
I'll probably forget to buy the food. Well, jump to the next one. Let's jump to the next topic. Damn, that was all off of ghosting. You know what? This is actually a good transition because off camera, once again, we were talking about toxic traits.
Oh, my.
So, Caitlin, let's start with you.
Are yours.
Do you have any toxic traits?
I don't know. Maybe being, like, severely upfront about a lot of things.
That actually sounds good.
Elaborate.
That's a good thing?
But go ahead. Elaborate on it.
I don't know. Just, like, being, like, straightforward about everything. I feel like it's just, like, a lot of people want to ease into things, and if you just, like, come headstrong, it's, like, she's crazy or something. I don't know.
I actually like this. I like this.
This goes back to our episode with Jen and Laura. So, like, do you know what you want before you go into the relationship? Or when you're talking to the person, like, you already know what you want. Like, I can see myself with this person.
That's where my problem lied with in the past. I would, like, really just, like, create fantasies and then it brings up, like, the idea of, like, are you in love with the idea of someone? Are you, like, are you actually, like, into them?
Okay.
And most of the time, like, in the past for me, it's been, like, the idea of them.
That's usually how it goes. Cause and then now
I've,
first.
Like, I've gone through lots of therapy, but it's you. Just, I've just, it makes you open up and, like, realize, like, you shouldn't, like, expect things from someone you don't even know. Like, you shouldn't, like, not to say you shouldn't, like, try and be excited about relationships, but, like, you shouldn't expect too much. Going into it,
I feel like people create a vision, especially based on where they are at a certain point of life. Like, they think this person's going to come in and, like, heal them or fix them or provide whatever vision is in their head. And then when they don't get it, they're disappointed and, you know, things don't really go how they wanted to.
It comes with being comfortable being alone, being happy being alone.
You have to be happy with yourself first.
You have to be happy with yourself and, like, be, like, secure in yourself. And everything will fall into place because you shouldn't be, like, chasing. You should want to, like, date someone you, like, got to know really well.
That's what I'm saying. I want to be dating my best friend.
It's way easier said than done.
Like, you have to practice eating alone, going to a restaurant by yourself.
It doesn't even have to be, like, eating. It just has to be, like,
being comfortable in your own presence. In your head, really, like, your thoughts.
Yeah, because, like, I know a lot of people compare it to, like, you know, eat. Like, me personally, I like to go to the movies alone. But that's just me. I'm weird like that. But I didn't know that. Yeah, I haven't done it in a minute. I've been busy. But that's like my little date to myself.
I want to start doing that. I'm, like, scared to go by alone.
It's cool. I like it. It's a vibe.
How is it?
I mean, I like, you're not talking to anyone, so it's just like.
No, but I get really annoyed hearing other people, like, talk during movie.
I would go during the day. It would be like a Tuesday at, like, 11 a.m. when it's empty, and I was like just. My zen time. I'm going to go watch a new movie by myself.
Oh, I'm going
to
get zen and bring
and then,
food.
And then, like, it's not. I just heard you.
Get zen.
But it's not like everyone's sitting there watching you, like, where you're in a restaurant. And I don't think if you go eat in a restaurant by yourself, that doesn't qualify you as happy with yourself.
Right.
But I think, like, as if you're, like, at peace in your head, and you're like, I don't really need nobody to bring me happiness. Okay. But if somebody comes along and joins me on my happiness journey, then cool.
Okay.
That's all you need.
Yeah, my therapist said you need to meet people that you do things that they like. Like, you do something you really like, and if you meet someone there, then you have that common interest. You find people that you, like, gravitate towards. And I don't know, I feel like that's, like, the best way to find someone. It's just being on your own path, doing the things that you like, and not changing yourself. Like, I go to the beach every single day. That's my happy spot. I go alone. I bring a shit ton of food. I just chow down.
Too.
I drink wine, and I just vibe.
Like, it's in the morning or at night?
Like, the afternoon, I guess, like, 3 p.m. or 2 p.m. to, like, 4.
I might do that more. That sounds nice.
It is so nice. Well, for me, I have to sit with the lifeguards. Like, I've befriended all the lifeguards because I've had people, like, come up to me and, like, record my body walking by. What? I've had, like, people, what? Like, come up to me and, like, harass me all the time. So I sit next to them, and they, like, watch over me, kind of like my guardians, I guess.
That is.
No, some guys will literally record sideways. They'll walk next to you and they'll scan your whole body. Like, especially if you're tanning on your front and you're, like, head down.
Yeah.
They'll, like, come up and, like, record you. They see it all the time. It's, like, the creepiest shit.
That's fucking weird.
That's weird.
That's why I bring a taser to the beach.
It's pain. I don't blame you.
My toxic trait is that...
A different one?
Yeah.
Or the same one you said?
Oh, my toxic trait is that I don't listen. Guys will ask me, like, a million questions. What you doing on a podcast? I'll answer all of them. And, like, I talk a lot. I just sit there and I talk. And then they, like, keep wanting to know more and more about me, but I never ask any questions. So, like, I realized, like, my issue with dating is that I never get to know the person. I get excited about them, but I've never asked a single question.
Dude, what are you excited about?
I don't know.
If you don't know them.
They're usually successful, you know? The food is good. The drinks are good. You usually just go, like, you go out and party. If, like, if you go out and, like, party, have drinks, have dinner, and, like, just, like, vibe, then you're, like, not really getting to know the person. I feel like if you're not having like intimate private moments.
I don't like dinner on the first date.
No.
It doesn't. It's I stopped not doing chill that a while enough.
Ago. It's not chilling. It's too chill.
It feels like an interview.
No, it's too. Yeah, it feels like an interview. That's what it's. I'm always tired of it. It's just like the same
Let's
thing.
Go and do something fun.
And I'm tired of re-explaining myself. So I guess like now my toxic trait is I don't talk. Like, I just don't ask questions. I'm like, I just like don't have any expectations anymore. I'm like, well, you'll be gone in a week.
I like to eat too. So if we go to a spot, I'm trying to enjoy the food. I'm not really, you know, I'm eating. I'll start going on a bunch of food dates once, maybe after date one. Then we can get food a bunch of times.
Okay. And what's like your idea of a first date?
I like the beach. Well, this sounds bad, but you know, I like to get drinks on the beach. Sometimes you know it just involves alcohol because you know
that's my go-to. I'm like, you want to go to the beach? Listen, I need to find a beach person.
I'm drinking water right now. I'm a vibe.
I'm drinking water sober. Right now too.
But when I get some alcohol in my system, I am even more of a vibe. So you know,
it enhances your energy.
You bring me to the beach, get some drinks in my system. The sun hitting, I'm feeling good. Bring a little speaker, play some Bad Bunny. It's a good day. I mean, when you were saying earlier, you'll go to the beach and eat some food and drink wine. I can have that part of me, like, chill.
Like, on a date, on a first date? Like, just snacks.
I could do that on a first date. Board. I could do that on a first date. Because dinner, look, I'd be calling it the coochie board.
The coochie board. Charcuterie board.
I never know.
It's a charcuterie board.
I actually had one for the first time last week.
Really?
Oh, it was so good. I was talking so much shit about it for a long time.
It takes hours to, like, set up.
All right, I ain't going to say no too many details, but, you know, I was...
Go into it.
He was whining and dining with some girl.
Get into it.
All right. So I was with her up. She kind of surprised me. You know, I was coming over. She said, we got to go to Publix real quick. So I'm like, all right, I'm thinking we get some wine or something cool. As expected. I was going to get the wine anyways.
Okay.
She started buying cheeses and meats and grape jelly and all kinds of stuff. Next thing you know, we go back, we start making the coochie board. She already got the whole thing set out. It got a little dipping sauce thing in the corner.
Okay.
Oh, it was so good. It was so good.
That's where you get more in love with the food than you do with the person.
But I mean, if I did something like that on the beach as a first date, I think that would be cool opposed to like going to dinner.
That's what I do a lot. I bring small snacks like that for myself. Like, I'll like bring grapes and cheese and like have a bottle of wine.
Because then I feel like you could talk more at dinner. Like, I feel like I got to worry about what I got to order and speaking to the waiter every now and then.
Yeah,
and like, depending on where you go, sometimes it's super loud. Can't even hear the person in front of you.
Yeah, because you're just sitting there just asking questions. Like you said, it's just an interview.
And I sometimes I get a little awkward if I'm eating and like, you know, you make ugly face when you eat it sometimes, like some food fall out.
But if they can't love you with you eating your face like that, that's why I'm like, I don't give a shit. I'll eat at the beach, get real bloated. No girl likes me bloated. I don't care. I'm like, I will eat.
Same.
I'm not embarrassed. I'm still hot.
Look at the confidence.
Yo, the confidence is crazy. We love it. Right now. I respect it. Okay.
What about you? You got an ideal first date?
That's why I laugh. Mine is, come over to the crib.
He said, we're linking and then I'll be the judge from there.
All right.
How much do you really find me attractive?
So this is your idea of a first date. How are you going about this? How are you making this happen?
What do you mean?
How are you getting her to the crib?
How am I getting her to the crib?
Yeah.
Come over.
That's all. No.
You're
I'm saying.
You're not going to pick her up?
I'm saying.
You're just going to say, you're not going to send her an Uber? You're just going to be like, come get on, your ass over here.
I don't put in too much effort. I'm going to be honest.
For real, it's cool. If a girl with it, it's cool to come over on the first date if y'all both agree on it. But how are you, what are you going to say to her exactly?
Well, you know, I'm going to have a conversation with her, FaceTime her, you know. All right. You know how it go.
I don't know how. I don't know what you do.
Oh, my God. Okay, so FaceTime, you know, swipe up on the story, build a connection, and then test the waters. Be like, yo, come over tonight.
All right, so this is after texting, yeah, FaceTime for a little bit.
Right.
The FaceTime is more understandable because
trying to see where your head is. Let's just get straight to the point. Let's see if you really feeling me.
Well, what's your game? Like, you saying come over straight up? Or you'd be like, you know, I got some wine for you.
What are you doing later? What are you doing Friday night? 8 p.m. I got some.
Kaylin, how you feel about this?
I'm like, wow, we have very different mindsets.
I got a bottle of wine. Do you want to come over?
I guess, again, with my straightforwardness, I will be like, hey, let's get dinner. Like, what are you doing? I'm like, I want to go do something.
Okay.
And then if he's not weird or if he's not crazy and if he's cool, then we could link. That's it.
You know what's crazy? I kind of used to be like that.
Like me?
Yeah. But now, I don't even, if it's the first time, I kind of don't want, if we go out and have a good day and then you come over, cool. But, like, for you to come right over, it still kind of feels like that whole interview type of thing. It's not like you come over and you pull your shirt off right when you walk in. Like, you still got to kind of, like.
You want to get through the same basic easy questions so you can just quickie.
So we can get through those basic easy questions throughout the day, wherever we go.
But you're not getting, you don't really want to get to know someone. You got a different motive. Different motive.
Like I said before, I don't have time like that. So taking you out, courting you, I don't got time for that.
See, here's my thing. If it's the first day, I'll block off a couple hours. We'll go wherever.
Okay.
Maybe you come back. Maybe you don't. Whatever. Then when we going into it, then it's like, all right, we already fucking just come over. But I could put in effort for the first date every now and then if it's the right person.
Like, I just don't want to hook up with someone that I don't feel a connection to, you know? Like, yeah. Like if you're weird or boring or lame, I don't want to have that, like, that's reputation hanging around my shoulder.
Because if you come over and I'm like, damn, this kind of sucks. What do I do now?
It's just physical attraction at that point. Okay, so the personality is trash. Just do what you need to do.
What if you're not attracted to her in person? What if she come over?
I'm talking about physically wise.
But I'm saying, what if she come over and you're like, damn, she's not what I thought.
Oh, like a catfish?
Now she in your crib.
Have you ever been catfished?
I mean, we already talked about this.
Yeah, but she wasn't in your crib. Now she in your crib. Oh, God. She come over and you're like, ugh.
Damn, yo, you got me thinking right now. Hold up. What would I do?
And she drove an hour.
This is why I always scope out. You always meet in a public place. So if he's ugly, you don't have to hook up with him. You could just be like, yeah, that's it for tonight. And then book it.
At that point, I'd be like, let's go out. Let's go out, like, don't, because now you know where I live.
All right, now her car's like, parked there, nah. So you guys gonna drive separately to go out?
Yes, absolutely.
And what
you
if
gotta go
she's
home?
Not gonna, she can be like, oh, he doesn't want me to come back to my crib.
Exactly.
And she's not gonna.
What
be
if
here.
She? What if she didn't come and go out clothes? What if it's late? She came over at like 10:30.
Give her
it's
a shirt.
Already kind of late. She don't have clothes to go out in.
Be like, nah, what you got on is fine. Like, you look good, and.
You just go to like a bar or something. Maybe I need some drinks in me.
He's trying to in person ghost.
I'm keeping it 100. I might need a couple of drinks in me. Go through with this because if she didn't bring going out clothes, she came to sleep over. And if she a catfish, I don't know. I'm being honest.
Luckily, I've never been in that situation.
He is.
I'm definitely the lover boy. It's a problem.
It's like when you see them in person, it's like, how do they dress? Do they take care of themselves?
Mm-hmm. What if she stink?
What if she what?
She stink. She's stinky.
Oh, she stinks.
Oh, she got to go. She didn't come prepared.
Yeah, but what if you didn't know? You just said, come over. She pulls up and it smells like a deli market.
This is facts, though. These things happen.
Damn, I would tell her to take a shower, but then, I don't know.
Like, let's hop in the shower.
Let's, like, as in we?
Yeah, you're just going to tell her straight up, you by yourself, go take a shower. You got to, like, play it off.
I'm saying, make it sexy
a little
bit. You got to
manipulate.
I'm not hopping in that shower with her.
So you just gonna have her in the crib? Just
look. Y'all know how blunt I am. So like, if she, I'm like, yo, you want to take a shower or something like that before we?
If a guy said that to me, I would walk out.
I just took a shower before I came here.
I believe you did.
Yes.
She's not gonna link after that. You don't think she's gonna run?
That's the plan.
You think you had her? Oh.
What if she drove like an hour to see you too?
You're just going to be straight up mean to her?
Why am I in the hot seat right now? Like,
because this is your right life. Now? This is how you live your life. It could happen.
I'm just honest, okay? You didn't come prepared, clearly. That's not my fault. That's yours. Hold yourself accountable. Why did you not take a shower before you came over? Especially if you didn't bring going out clothes. You knew what you were coming over for. You didn't come over prepared. No.
That's the risk you take when you think bringing her to your house on the first date.
She gets what she deserves because she's unhygienic.
Hold yourself accountable.
Hygiene is big, though. I ain't gonna lie.
Hygiene is big.
Yes.
Every time I hang out with a guy and I end up at his place, I scope out the bathroom first.
Oh, man. We were just having we had an episode about this.
Oh, yeah.
What's the first three things you check?
Toothbrush.
Whoa. We didn't hear that one.
What?
Toothbrush.
What if it's like in a...
If he's got an electric one versus if he's got a handheld one.
Damn.
First of all, then we look at if he has a 3-in-1 or a 5-in-1 shampoo, conditioner, body wash.
Oh, she in we don't details do right now.
And the last one?
The last one, feminine products.
Like what?
The amount of guys, places I've been to, and like I scope out their bathroom, I'm like...
What kind of feminine products?
You got a whole makeup section on the side, tampons, pads.
Wait.
Like actual
feminine products, like, and then like perfume or like... Oh. Girly Bath and Body Works hand sanitizer.
What's wrong with that?
When it's sparkling.
There is different brands. You could tell which one is.
You can tell which ones.
Okay.
So you're basically saying he got the hose. There's been girls there.
Or he's just cheating on his girlfriend.
You got me confused with the toothbrush. The electric
one.
Oh,
that's just to see how his standards are.
Wait.
Like I have an electric one, but I don't have a toothbrush holder.
So it shows me if he's high maintenance. I'm very high maintenance.
So are you saying
everything charges in my bathroom?
A guy is not high maintenance unless he has an electric toothbrush. Is that what you're saying?
I'm just saying, is he like to the level that I am? Someone who matches my energy.
And then you said a 3-to-1.
A 3-in-1, a 5-in-1 body shampoo, like conditioner. Like if he doesn't have a good skincare routine,
I don't use that. I can't do all that, but...
Chris definitely has the 5-in-1.
The 5-in-1 is even worse.
They actually do make it. It's like a
5-in-1. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
The lady's not going to like
to
hear
that. It's like, what, you don't have body wash? A separate body wash and shampoo?
Nah, I got to have a separate... I got a separate body wash, shampoo, and conditioner.
That's good.
But I have a manual toothbrush.
Okay.
So I guess I'm not high maintenance.
That's okay.
I have an electric one because it gets like more strokes to it. It's like 3,000 strokes.
I need to buy an electric one.
I've been meaning to buy one. Are your teeth going to fall out? Because by the time I date these guys, they're already 15 years older than me. So I'm like, when are your teeth falling out?
Were you joking or why do you say that you think I have a 5-to-1?
Just because you kept getting offended. So I was like, why is he getting pressed?
Oh, no. I'm good.
Hey, Kev, go check.
I'm good. I'm good. I got a generic body wash. That's... Well, no, actually, I'm lying. I got like 5 products. I got a beard wash, a body wash.
See, that's what I'm talking about. Like, if you've got like.
Armpit wash.
All right, that's good then.
That's good.
What else? I got a facial cleaner, yeah.
All right, that's good. Like, when a guy has all 5 of those in one.
It's like there's one bottle that literally says
he washes,
shampoo, conditioner, body wash, like in one bottle.
He washes his body, his ass, and his hair all with the same product.
No. They all have their own specific ingredients.
That's what we're talking about.
Yeah.
It's like a red flag. I'm like, do you not know how to take care of yourself? Like, did you just like rely on your mother your whole life? Like, you don't know how to like clean your bathroom or like take care of yourself? I don't know.
I don't want to mommy anyone. If you got a 5-in-1, I'm judging you.
Is there such thing for a guy being too high maintenance? Like he's more high maintenance than you.
I have.
Dealt with that?
Yeah, just very particular and like about the way they are. It's like a little bit too off-putting.
It's like, are you dating a girl?
How so? I thought you want like a well put together
I do guy. Want a well put together, but it's when you're like OCD level, like crazy. Mm. And like if I accidentally left something in the bathroom and like, would you like explode on me? Or like usually the people with like those weird, like tiny little detailed minds have like anger issues for some reason. Just in my experience.
Let's do a test.
In my experience. They like having everything go their way. And I like okay. to challenge people sometimes.
So. I got to ask again because I'm stuck on this. You were talking about the toothbrush. So if you go in the bathroom, the toothbrush is in a toothbrush holder. Are you taking it out and no. checking it?
What do you mean? The electric ones have a charging stand.
So you're only checking if it's manual or...
No, I just look over. I'm like, do you even have a toothbrush? Okay. Like, are the bristles like all the way frayed and you haven't bought a new one?
Okay, but if it's in a holder, like, are you going in and checking the bristles or...
No, you can see with your eyes. I'm not touching shit. I don't know where that shit's been.
I don't have the charger one. I got like a battery one, and then you take off the top, and you like unclip it.
Yeah, and you can just charge it.
Yeah, like we're getting so personal. I love
it. I don't know.
This is the first time I've ever heard of this. Like, you're just very attentive to details.
Well, what do people normally say? I am.
Well, we only ask.
Like, I study psychology a lot, so like a lot of small things I can like pinpoint. I can like, I don't know. Create like understand what's going on. Like I'm a good analyzer, so like I look at small details like that, and I can like understand. Like I don't know. I studied a lot of like anthropology, psychology. Like
yeah.
So let's
wait. Go ahead.
Just a test. What do you see? What do you analyze?
What do I analyze?
With me?
With us two.
Go ahead first. He asked me the question. No, you asked me the question.
I don't want to be on the spot about this.
I'm curious. I want to see if you're on point.
Well, I go. You first. Is your question?
I only know mine. So
in what aspect?
Whatever you're reading and analyzing.
Oh my gosh, I haven't really put it together yet.
Okay,
there's a lot to read.
If you had to describe Chris in three words, what would they be? Because it's your question.
Is that I didn't ask this
question.
Okay. Okay.
Three words. Fuck boy, no.
She said what?
She mean that.
You said fuck boy? Okay.
I mean, it's not a bad thing. That's just the vibe you're on right now.
Bro, because of what I said that, before?
I think we hear this every episode. You just don't want to commit. That's fine. That's where you're at right now. You're young. I think
we hear this every episode.
You're young and you don't want to commit. That's cool. There's nothing wrong with it.
Oh, okay.
Two more.
I go through those phases. It's a phase.
Oh, yeah, you did say three things. Okay.
Three things.
I don't even got to be a psychologist to know you a fuckboy.
Well, you know me, so.
I didn't say I was no psychologist.
I'm just saying.
It's not like I can, like, understand a whole person, but you understand small things about them.
Okay.
Like, the way people date or the way people do things, like, can, like, relate to, like, a lot about their past and, like, where they come from, their background, trauma, mm-hmm. like, I don't know. Having, like, divorced parents affects a lot of guys because, like, then they have issues with committing to women.
Hmm. My parents are together.
My parents were divorced.
My parents been together for 30 years now.
We're, like, completely opposites. That's the crazy part, too.
Yeah.
No, but you couldn't commit to the mom and the kid.
Mm.
That was her fault. Listen, I was doing well.
Hey, Chris got put under the heat earlier.
Yeah, now it's your turn.
Listen, I'll talk about it. Okay. I ain't do nothing wrong.
You're just saying, you said you're saying that you don't have commitment issues.
No, with that specific situation, I was actually committed. I got ghosted.
I'm dead. You got ghosted?
I got ghosted. I got cut off. I said peace. It was fun.
So I'm like, I need an answer. Just tell me how it is. If you're going to be mean to me, just tell me you want to ghost me.
Well, that's what, bro. Just,
I'm like, just let me know.
That's what I said when you said, I first said your toxic trait was being straight up. I feel like that's, like, if everyone was just straight up about what they wanted, everything would be so much smoother.
But I feel like every time I, like, be straight up, they're like, they get offended. They're like, why would you ask me that? I'm like,
if you
want to link, we can link. Just, like, say it.
I feel like if you're being real and straight up, like, there's no way for that to cause an issue. They get offended by it. Like,
no, because even about? Then they still don't show up. Even if you want to link, they still. They're the ones who initiated it. And then they. I don't know. I don't understand.
That would really work for you if a guy was just straight up.
Yeah.
Like, come over.
Yeah. For me personally, for a
see,
lot
that's
of my
why
friends
that's
now,
why it works. It work. It depends on the girl.
It depends on the person. That's why, like, a lot of times I am upfront about it. And, like, people get like nervous. They're like, "You're different. Like, yeah. You're mysterious." Like, they're not used to it. They're like confused by it.
That's why it depends. That's why, my bad. I don't know who you be hitting up on a regular basis, but
I would say it's not common for girls your age.
I guess
girls at 21 are not blunt. Girls older.
All my friends are older, so maybe that's why. They're like, all my friends are like 25.
But
older.
At the same time, with things like that, girls that are older are not as likely to just come over just like that.
But they're more blunt.
They'll be blunt about what they want.
Yeah.
But they're 100%. Not as likely to just midnight come over real quick.
More in the moment.
Yeah.
I did it last night. It didn't work out.
But you're 21.
Okay.
Like that 18 to 25-ish range.
You're saying that if I say it, a guy's not going to take me seriously?
To come over?
Yeah.
Every guy's different. Every girl's different.
Because of my age?
It depends. No, I'm just saying.
No. I'm just saying it's uncommon.
Because if he did a test and he texted 100 girls come over, 50 might be like, hell no, I don't do that on the first day. And 50 might be like, oh, my way, papi. Like... Because you know you like Latinas, so.
Yeah, I do. Hey, me too.
It just depends on the girl.
But thank you for giving me that indirect compliment. You said 50 would say no.
You know what?
And then the other half
would 80, basically... 80 would say, I don't do that.
Oh, okay.
Since you're feeling yourself now.
But it has nothing to do with you. It's just in general.
Yeah, I tell you that all the time. It has nothing to do. I mean, you definitely are different. You're a different breed, but... In this case, we'll say
he says, "Come over, 100 come over."
In his,
he's head. Having a party at his place.
Maybe for you,
all of them got to go take a shower.
Oh, 100%.
All 100 of them.
everyone like in the too. Shower.
I am. Well, I'm like that. If
you're more big on that than me,
but I'm like that. It's like, I mean, I don't do this no more. But it's like after the club.
Oh yeah, for like, sure. People spilling drinks on you. You got to go hop in the shower.
If it's like we set it up to where you coming over, I'm not going to be like, go take a shower. Unless you actually do stink.
Oh, so you would tell her?
If she stank?
Yeah.
For sure.
You would tell her straight up, like, you got to go take a shower.
If it was, like, nasty, I'll offer to take a shower with you. So it's like, you know,
okay,
not too bad.
I'd be like,
thank God I've never been put in that position, though.
I'll be in the bedroom waiting for you.
But if we just coming back late night... I gotta go take a shower.
No, if I shower, we're both showering. Because I'm not gonna be the only clean one.
Yeah, you ain't about to just lay in my bed, stinky booty, all sweaty and musky. Nah. You got any final thoughts? You got any, want to drop your IG for the people? Anything like that?
I guess. My name is Caitlin. My IG is Kathy Kills.
And you already know, it's your boy Chris. You can follow me on IG at Mathis0. 2, 3.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And it's your boy Kaz. You can follow the IG at CAZ_0. And you can follow this beautiful podcast at Can I Vibe With Y'all Podcast on all platforms, man. We're on everything. We appreciate y'all.